The HMS Podcast is available on the 98KUPD app and is brought to you by Life Changer Loan. Why take 30 years to pay off your mortgage? It's not magic. It's just math. Find out more at lifechangerloan.com.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan. And let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest, always having access to your equity, and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit? It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker Number NB100231, NMLS Number 1863775. Life Changer Loan Corp is an equal housing lender.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Somebody just emailed and said, gotta know, with Brett, if you had to. Because Vesely is too Italian. There is such a thing.
Your life depends on it.
No, there's not. If your life depends on it, you have to. Family's coming over. You got to go to the store and grab some jar sauce, some gravy from a jar. What do you get?
You can't do that.
You have to.
No, you can't.
Have to.
Why?
Because whatever you did,
you've done it.
You screwed it all up.
My mother would take my life from me if I brought a jar out. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
She still scares me in her 70s.
What's the one that she would pour, like you pour it out and say, I burned up all the gravy.
Ugh.
So I got to go to the store real fast. I got people coming in 10 minutes. And if I ain't got no gravy, we got no dinner.
I'm ordering a goddamn pizza. That's
what really?
I'm doing.
Yeah. But they're using gravy from a can. Which one?
The only one that I've had that was okay,
yes,
and it wasn't me, is one. It was called La San Marzano.
Tell me a little bit about La San Marzano.
Where'd you pick that gravy?
Where'd you get that gravy?
You can get it on Amazon. I think okay. I got it. Where in the hell else did I can see
it? And was it good, and you don't want to admit how good it was?
It was passable.
Okay.
It was passable.
What's the difference?
Because everybody likes it a little bit different. Everybody likes it, you know, a little more oregano.
But why is your sauce
fennel-y
better than La Panzanzano?
It's just kind of what I grew up with.
Oh, you
so
put
that's
fennel
what
in your sauce?
Oh, yeah.
But
oh,
don't
yeah
you think it's more mental?
Fennel seed, yeah.
Don't you think it's more mental?
No.
Like if I made sauce and then poured sauce out of a jar and you didn't know, you could tell?
I would hope
you
so.
You can tell homemade gravy from a jar of sauce.
I would like to say yes, but, if they're
we need to
bottom line is most of the ingredients, like you buy what, stewed tomatoes or something sometimes?
I use San Marzano tomatoes.
Yeah,
San Marzano. You got to use the right ones. Potatoes.
Potatoes?
Yeah. Tomatoes.
Tomatoes. I thought that was another Italian
made
thing.
A terrible mistake.
Sorry, it's an
you
Irish
got gravy
thing.
And potatoes?
Something's wrong with Brett's gravy. It's all starchy.
Well, but you have potatoes instead of tomatoes. Oh.
I don't use sugar.
Good.
I do put a little wine in it, though.
Yeah. Lisa's mom uses sugar in
her
homemade sauce.
No.
Not as much wine as you put in the one that flies out of the jar.
Well, no,
yay,
no, no.
Yo, I don't want this.
No, you got a little,
I don't think
little
you
for
can
the
tell
gravy,
the
a little bit for me.
I don't think you know.
We can try it.
Tom Fairman says there's good enough high-end sauces out there. You just can't buy the low end.
It's not hard to make, so I don't understand why everybody, you know, it's very simple to make.
It's easier to buy.
It just takes time, right? Because you want to let it simmer for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you just let it simmer. But
he's right.
That's why you'd be out.
No, he's right. Put it on the stove and let it simmer. Yeah. You walk away for an hour.
Your house smells amazing by the time you're done.
I want to eat now.
Yeah, exactly. That's
yeah, but
why.
If you get Megan to do this while you're killing time,
I don't
want to
sit there for an hour.
Go on a bike ride.
Let me ask on you this, Brett.
All right.
Now, when you're simmering, how long do you simmer?
Oh, my God.
This is
not where this show's going. No, Brady.
Yeah, I know.
I'm deleting that question.
We're talking gravy.
You talk on your side on the cooking minutes.
Because is an hour fine?
Stop it. There's nothing less interesting than times cooking.
An hour will work, but the more the better.
Stop answering his question.
There we go. That's all I wanted to
do. You got to simmer for an hour.
You get an Italian asking, I want to know where my manicotti is. This from a jar? I don't think you can tell. I think you believe your Italian blood would let you know, and I don't think you'd know.
I would hope it would.
Five sauces in front of you.
We can try it.
Two are sauce jars, and the rest are.
But who's going to make it, though?
I don't know.
Well, see,
I ain't got to know. I don't want to hang around with that many Italians.
Oh, come on.
Do you think you could tell your mother's gravy from a fine jar gravy.
Absolutely.
100%. I bet you I could find one that tastes almost the same.
I guarantee it. No way.
You are positive well, you know which is mom's gravy. But,
come on, man. Stand by.
Put something on it.
I've never heard of the fennel seed, and they're like fennel and sausage.
No, right? Fennel. Yeah.
Brady's getting too excited about the ingredients. I'm just making fun of the guy for a single thing.
Let's get back to the simmer time. Yeah.
Brady wants to clock it.
So I ignore John in this whole thing. I believe you, Brett. Tell me exact minutes to simmer. Let's say 10 ounces.
Brett's underwear day recipes.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be. But there's. Yeah, I don't think you'd even know your own mother's soul.
No, that's 100%.
I bet you I could pour. What if you chose ragu?
I would kill myself.
Why?
I would jump off this building
but what
right
if,
now.
Though, think about it. You get ragu on some spagats, I think is what you call it. And then you pour some of your mother's gravy on some spagats.
Spagats.
And you eat the spagats, and you realize afterwards the one on the left is better, and I tell you that's basic ragu.
No.
Why would you be mad at that?
Because there's no way. I've tasted it. It's terrible. It's like that sauce that they put, that they use the breadsticks on at Olive Garden.
Yeah.
It's just crap.
No.
Yes, it is. Hold on, that stuff sucks.
Remember what I did with Brenly on the pizzas?
Oh, yeah. No, I could tell. I could tell the really bad one.
But you have a palate for beer as well. If we gave you some...
Yeah, but I like beer, and I'm not going to say...
You don't like all beer?
No, but nobody likes all beer. There's like 7 million...
He doesn't like all sauce.
He doesn't know his mother's sauce. You give me... In fairness to that, you give me a Coors Light and an IPA, you're talking about a steak and a chicken. So I'm going to be able to tell the difference. But if you give me a Coors Light and a Bud Light, I'm going to struggle. Right? And you give me some guy who makes some home lager and then puts a canned lager and says,
I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know. I don't think I could tell.
You don't think you'd be able to tell the homebrew from...
Not if he's trying to make a Budweiser-type beer, and then you give me a Budweiser and put it next to it.
Like a standard lager.
I'd be like, I don't know what's better. I don't know if your homemade one is better than the one that comes from the can.
I think I could tell the difference.
And I don't think he knows.
I know.
Somebody named Mikavich says, I can make gravy, the Vesely taste test. My name's Cavicioni. I'm Michael Cavicioni. This is what I love about Italians. You start talking about gravy. Like, you get you never gravy like
my start
gravy.
Coming out of the word.
Everybody's gravy is better than the...
It's true.
Every family's gravy is better than yours.
And I'm not saying mine's the best, but it's what we grew up with. That's what I like.
You could tell the difference between your mother's gravy and Michael Cavicioni's gravy.
Does your mom make the same recipe every time?
Pretty much, but she doesn't. It's not like she has a recipe. I mean,
no,
she's
she
one of those
makes it her way.
Yep, she's just pouring stuff.
While she's cooking it, do you always walk up behind her and give her a kiss? Go, Mama, I love you so much.
No,
because that's what I pictured. I love you and I love you, gravy. I love you so much. And then at night, you go out dancing.
I'm not Tony Manero, for God's sakes.
That's your whole life to me. I love you, Mom. I just love you so much. I just can't get enough of this gravy. Don't touch my hair. And then Brett goes out dancing.
I'm not Tony Manero.
That's all I picture.
No.
That's your whole life. Come on, Brady. What are you defending him for? He's not even giving you good simmer
times. Why is everybody up against me? I just got to get out of here. I'm going to go dancing.
I think every time Brett gets mad, he has to leave and go dancing. I'll be in the hallway just dancing.
That's he goes to the table in a tank top.
How many do we need for the taste test, do you think? Like the Pepsi Challenge, do we need?
Five.
We need five.
Five.
We need five homemade gravies. Now.
Five homemade. Well, what about
you got to mix it.
I'll do the jarred stuff.
I'll make a homemade one and bring it in.
Penn and Teller, Michael Youngbeck says, Penn and Teller proved that restaurant customers couldn't tell premium bottled water from water from a hose on a patio. Brett will not be able to taste Brady's homemade sauce versus his mother's plus a can. He won't know. No. And I'm just saying, what if the one from the jar does taste the best to you?
Jump out a window.
Yeah, it would
make you upset.
It would.
But why? What if it's just, wow, this is good?
Because it's not mama's.
It's not
mama's.
You know what you're going to do? You're going to screw around. You're going to make me dance. You're going to screw around. You're going to see me dancing all over this room. I can't take it no more. Quit talking about my mama's gravy. What's more offensive, talking about your mother's body or her gravy?
Gravy. Come on.
Defiling your mother is less offensive than...
To Italians?
Absolutely.
No
kidding.
How about this one?
This ain't your mama jokes or anything like that. I mean, come on.
Your mama's gravy.
It's your mama's gravy joke. Mama's gravy's so runny.
How about this one? John, I'm Italian and I make my own sauce. You would hate me. I simmer my sauce for 6 hours.
What's the point?
And yes, you can tell homemade from jarred every time.
I don't know you can.
Yes.
I don't know about all that. I think they're a pretty good job. I think Brady, I think you're crazy too. You're going to make me dance.
I look forward to the episode of Italiano's Payday Stuntman.
Oh, yeah. Payday Brett. Yeah. Yeah.
Payday Paisano.
I don't think Payday Paisano I like a lot.
Oh, no.
You get it's all just taste test. But Brady's going to get so mad that Brett shows up and all of a sudden we have eating contests.
I hate you guys.
What the f- is this? 19 years, not one eating contest.
Not one invite.
Yeah, we could, I think that's it. Brady would be over there just licking your fingers.
I think that's his mama gravy. I just want to go dancing.
Yeah, I don't think you could tell. I think a couple of people bring it in. I think you would struggle. I think it's an Italian myth that you guys are, your gravy's that different.
Well, like I said, it's different to everybody. I mean, everybody's got their own different recipes. Everybody, you know, like Brady was just saying that you put fennel seed in it. Yeah, absolutely. That's just how we do it. Mm. So, I mean, I would definitely.
You know because of the fennel seed. But if I just added fennel seed to Prego.
You'll know there's
you
fennel.
You wouldn't know.
No.
You wouldn't know.
No, Prego's
terrible. You'd see the
it's
fennel.
It's good. That's what it means, Prego.
That's why it's Prego. That's why it says it's Prego. That means it's good. It says right there in the jet. Then why do Italians do those commercials?
Which ones?
Isn't that like in all this world of like,
Chef Boyardee.
Yeah. What kind of Italian is
that's
he?
That's where you were going?
Yeah, I'm kind of saying like I've seen those Prego commercials where they're so Italian. No. They're like, oh, you're getting eaten out of a jar. And then they do it. And they're like, it's so Prego. And then they just start dancing.
No, they don't start dancing.
Everybody's craving so good. I'm going to dance.
The floor lights up.
Well, you can't tell by the way
I need those in my kitchen.
I'm a gravy man. No time to cook.
An hour?
That's an ridiculous. Hour plus. That's minimum is an minimum. Hour. Minimum.
I'm hungry when dinner's ready. That's what.
No,
that's
it's got to reduce.
I'll give you 30 minutes for the delivery. I don't need you to sit and stew over. Like, if you start cooking my dinner while I'm eating lunch, that's silly.
No. No, it's an all-day thing. Sunday thing's an all-day thing.
Yeah, to me and everyone else involved.
No, because you do that at Little Miss Barbecue.
No, I don't.
They do that brisket for 18 hours.
They do it, right.
Now, that's what I'm saying.
And I show up 20 minutes before it's ready, and I eat it. Yeah, I'm not going to stay the whole time.
I do it at home.
Right, I'm not doing that at home. Winston will kill me for that, because he's like, he puts a brisket in on a Saturday, and he's like, I have brisket for you on Tuesday. I'm like, I'm hungry for it now. Just don't. What are you wasting my time for? Well, I got to cook it. I'm like, well, don't tell me about it until 20 minutes before it's ready.
Yeah, only tell them the day.
Yeah, just don't start telling me you've cooked. That seems like a waste of your life. Ask Brett if he remembers the scene from Godfather where the fat guys teach Pacino how to make gravy.
Clemenza.
Was he
Clemenza.
Right? Oh, my God.
Yeah,
you're too
goddamn right.
Was he right is the question.
Was he right?
The Godfather where the fat guy teaches Pacino how to make gravy. Was he right?
Yeah, because you never know when you're going to cook for 20 guys.
Is that right?
Well, that's what he said. Yeah, massive. You got to learn how to make the sauce because you know when you're going to
slice up that garlic.
Well, he did the garlic, but the thing is, he put sugar in, and that was his trick. And I don't like sugar in mine.
You remember the ingredients to the?
Yeah. You got to put your meatballs in the sauce, and that's what he says. Clemenza.
The meatballs
and
flavor
right
the sauce.
Before the music started, and Tony tried to talk his brother out of being a priest. Anyway, just wanted to ask you because it came up on the thing, and I find it hysterical. Because I just don't buy it. I think
you remember Brett Ernst talking about the story of the gravy fight that ended their Thanksgiving. His uncle got in a fight with his other uncle and he left.
Wait, what?
Brett Ernst.
I was like, what?
Different Brett.
Brett Ernst tells a story about, you know, he's talking about gravy. At first I was like, you know, gravy Thanksgiving. And there's no, they make something. But he and his uncle... And they got no fight, and he ended up took his family and left over the gravy.
The gravy's, you know,
I can understand that.
He made a silly remark that your gravy doesn't hold up.
Do you want to know why?
Where's the problem?
Because somebody brought a jar of gravy, and everybody was enjoying
it. No, they were insulted.
Everybody was enjoying it, and then somebody said, by the way, you dumbasses, this is from a jar. And then they had to get all Italian and act like it mattered, but they don't know.
Half the family was dancing, the other half.
Oh, we all dance. I'm just going to start to dancing because I can't believe you tried to feed me jar. This guy, Macavichaggio, says minimum 3 hours. My Uncle John simmers his all day. Name a time and place for the Travolta off. Macavichaggio. Yeah, well, I don't buy it. I think it's actually worth our time to try. Because I don't think you go to a restaurant and know.
if it's jarred?
I would hope so, because I don't. If I am going out for Italian food, I'm not going to Olive Garden or
no. But
some
there's
kind
a lot
of
the
crap
like
place.
We've been to a couple places where I'm like, I don't know, this is homemade gravy. I doubt it.
No,
they're not simmering all day. They got a big 5-gallon bucket and they're pouring it into a thing.
They definitely do that.
Yeah.
But I mean, but if like at Syria, what do you think that was?
Oh,
that hat.
That's different.
And
the reason why that's different. Oh,
here you go.
No, that's food. That's food. That's the Hildy of food.
It's true.
Remember how I said Boone's Farm made it feel like my ass was chewing? Syria made it feel like my ass was actually like in love. It was
amazing.
The poop that came out of us. All of us didn't want to talk about it, but I brought it up. I'm like, my poop smells like the best restaurant I've ever been to. And Brett's like, me too.
Yeah, when he texts me that, I'm like, oh, thank God it wasn't
just
me.
It was the greatest smelling release of food I've ever had. And Cereal is no longer with us because, you know why? Too expensive to make all that gravy. They had to go to the jar.
And hence why nobody went there anymore.
That was, I think Fitz was with us that night too. Yeah. And the worst thing ever is when the wine guy came over to the table and said, what would you like? And I'm like, I'm no good at this. The guy whispers in his ear, this gentleman can have any bottle he would like. And I'm like, oh, well, hello, we're being treated like, and then Fitz is like, well, in that case. And he just goes down the list of like these crazy ones. But he ordered us good that night. And we pooped the finest smelling gravy ever. I would use that as gravy.
I might too. It was that amazing.
Our feces. That was the best meal. I swear, Brady. It sounds gross, Brady, but it's true. You would have gone, wow. That smells pretty good today. It was unreal. Now I know how it's like to be a royal, because their poop has to smell like that all the time. It was amazing. So yes, but
I miss that
place. Again, I didn't have to like walk around the kitchen for 5 hours. What's for dinner? And have them, you know, we're simmering for the next 6.5 months, and then we'll have dinner sometime around December. Look, I just want dinner tonight. What are we having? 30 minutes later, the food shows up.
It's an experience.
Sure is.
Sunday dinner. Come on.
So is getting glass shoved under your fingernails.
No.
Ask Brett if he knows this, that Clemenza's recipe in the movie is actually Francis Ford Coppola's family recipe.
That
he
I
gave
have
it
heard.
Out in the
yeah.
movie.
I have heard that, yes.
Okay.
So he's like Ray Liotta in Goodfellas, John.
You know
keep stirring the sauce.
You know what's funny? When I watched The Godfather, I didn't get one recipe out of it. I guess I watched it different.
Come on.
I didn't walk away going, I'm going to make that. I was like, what a story. You guys are watching for the recipes and the simmering sauces.
Did I mishear this? 20 guys, boy, I bet that gravy is salty. Yeah.
Oh, how about this? Oh, would this be insulting? This would make you racist. Oh. Good morning, Johnny. I'm a Jewish girl. I make my own tomato sauce / gravy, but I don't go to such extremes for some 6-hour simmer like this Italian. What I can tell you is there's a difference in taste with homemade compared to jarred. If I got a Jewish lady to make sauce.
Oh.
And you liked it more than your mother's. What happens?
Gotta go Jew.
I might start wearing the Star of David necklace. I mean, I don't know.
We'll convert you.
That's right. I'll borrow one from Larry.
All right, Stacy, it's a deal. Paydago stuntman is what we're calling it. I like that. Paydago stuntman may be a thing. Anyway, I just thought I'd bring it up since somebody asked. And I'm sorry, Brett. I see you over there tapping your toes, getting ready for a big number. I know you're not happy.
You got some at the ready?
Yeah, he's got. I'm thinking about maybe doing a little number. I'm so angry. Wouldn't it be better if the Italians just danced every time they were mad? That way we knew.
No, we're not like that.
Oh, I think you are. I've seen movies where you are.
John, in your remember your game show of Guess Who's Your Mom? In the Italian version, it's Guess Who's Your Mom's Gravy, but you got to lick it off your mom.
You don't know my game, because no, I think I this would be the greatest game ever. Yeah, you didn't hear this, but I'll refresh it for all the people who don't know like bro. So I came up with this idea for a game show called Which One's Mama? Over the Italian, the Italians, okay. Which One's My Mama? And you get, like, your price. And this is just approved for $5 million. Every man has his price.
Right.
There's a wall of vaginas. And you, through whatever, you have smell, touch, taste.
Yeah, you can get up in there.
You can do anything you want.
Wait, man, we don't talk about mamas like that. Are you out of your mind?
One of them's your mom. If you guess correctly, you get $10 million.
No.
$20 million. See, every man's got his price.
No,
I said no. $35-40 million, $100 million.
And that's my mom. You can't talk about it.
You got to pick the right one.
Plus, and what happens if you pick the wrong one?
You don't get the dough.
Oh, plus your mom. Your mom gets an equal prize.
And your mom, your mom gets to match. You take care of your mama like all good Italian boys want to do. You guess Rapa, your mama gets $5 million.
We got to the point where, as disgusted as you are,
everybody,
both of you would be proud that you got it right.
Yeah. Now would you play guess which one's your dad?
Hell no.
$10 million.
No.
$20 million.
Nope.
Now, technically,
crank is worth it.
Technically, Brett, you tug on something your dad has probably the exact same thing attached to him. It would be just like jerking you.
No, it doesn't. It's because it's attached to me.
$100 million if you finish him.
No,
through the wall.
No.
$100 million.
Everybody's got a price.
I would tug on your dad. And your dad would be like, get over here, boy. $100 million. You guys get to split $100 million. Guess which one's your dad.
What do I have to do now?
Which one? Well, I like which one's mama. But now,
how am I supposed to know if I'm just tugging?
We'll call it.
Whatever you need to do to figure it out.
No.
Mama sauce. And I like that. All them vaginas are up on that wall. And then you got the sauce. And you got to guess which one's mama's sauce. But you got to get it off of there.
Off of them?
Yeah, off of the thing.
Oh,
great.
Off of the honey hole. Off of mama's little honey hole. Off of mama's little mousseline. No,
off of mama's potatoes.
Yeah, you have a mama's mousseline.
And then daddy's Fredo.
You just get. You can smell. You just have to see it.
Oh! No!
Yeah, for a visual test, $1 million. Hands test, $5 million. Tongues, $20 million, and anything else you want to do, $100. But you got to finish if you do the last.
Maybe
one.
I can invest $5 million to get up to that.
You would
20
do it.
Eventually.
So, okay,
maybe.
So bottom line is you would do it,
John. In your Italian mom's test, can we show them from the nose down? Because I can identify mine by her mustache.
By your Italian mother's mustache. How about this? Just her pubes. Is that too far? Two things about gravy, Eddie Colorado says.
Eddie Colorado.
John
Eddie
and Brett.
Colorado.
John and Brett, you have to fry up some garlic for the sauce.
Oh, yeah, that's how you start it.
Add a little sugar to tone down the acid content. Don't forget, the big cloth napkin got to be tied around your neck. And finally, everybody's dead.
Oh, stop.
I love this. Anyway. So, rosemary sauce is a difference in my family. Jeff Smith is a distiller at Oso. He says the same thing. Rosemary vodka sauce. When I feel like it, I make my gravy with rosemary vodka. Produced by yours truly from Oso Distillery in Scottsdale.
Oh,
good work, Oso.
Oh,
I challenge Brett to throw that in there, too. Now, if somebody says, come over and have my sauce.
Well, you can make a vodka penny sauce.
Like, if I make sauce and I say, hey, I make sauce, would you be like, you don't call it gravy? So there's automatically a little.
Well, that's kind of how I am. But there's a lot of Italians that call it sauce, and it depends on where you're from and everything else. So, but we're gravy. That's our family.
All right, Paydego Stuntman's a thing.
Do you do meat in your simmer sauce?
I don't because I cook the meatballs and the sausage in there too, so it flavors it up. I don't do a meat sauce.
This is how we'll play Paydego Stuntman. Which one's your mama's sauce? Your dad will dip it out with his man ladle.
Oh, come on!
And he'll dip into three or four of them, and then you got to taste it.
Come on!
Hey, Dad, that's mama's sauce right off of your old breadstick.
Endless.
Yeah. I like that.
Basket of breadsticks.
The other thing that I'm looking at, somebody sent me, did you guys see the Volvo ad that got pulled? This is pretty great. So there's a picture of a little girl. She's in a sundress, kind of a light jacket, sunglasses, and she's eating a banana. And she's, I don't know, about 5-6 years old. I'm not good at that, but I'm guessing. She's leaning up against the front end of an Audi A4, I think. And she's leaning on the front grill, and she's about to eat the banana. Audi has to pull the ad. Brady, guess why?
The Volvo, I don't know, shoved the banana in her mouth.
Because the banana.
Brett, what do
you think?
I'm going with the...
There's the picture right there. It's too insensitive. Little girl has the banana. She's leaning up against the front of an A4. It's a nice car. Not provocative in any way, you know.
But what is worse? I mean, her doing that or the guy that actually thought that is – or the Karen, whatever.
That's not why she's – that.
It's not?
The reason they're pulling the ad for most people is because they started to to text in saying, nice, show how your car can kill a kid.
Oh, this world sucks.
Because she's leaning on the front of the car. So most of the
driver
people complain. The driver could never see that. That's the easiest way for a child to die. And then, of course, you're right. Then a few people are like sexually provocative with that banana. But that's you.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you see a kid eating a banana and you think sex, it's not the advertiser's fault. That's you. You've got the problem. But they had to pull it. And Audi officially said, we hear you guys. We're going to let this go. We thought maybe we would say you're leaning on Audi for safety. And what you saw was a kid being mashed by the front end of an A4. It says, we hear you, and let's get this straight. We care about kids. The Audi RS4 is a family car with more than 30 driver's assistance systems, including EBS. That's why we showcased it with various family members in the campaign. So they basically had a kid leaning on the front of a car, a parked car, and they said, that's how kids die all the time.
This world sucks we have to – I mean, come on.
Yeah, we pretty much stink that people can't look at that. And again, Brett, you're right. For those of you who like kids eating bananas is too sexy
– yeah.
That's on you.
You have the problem.
If you immediately thought sex with a kid eating a banana, you're the problem.
Absolutely.
Ugh. You might have to check. Don't email Audi and go, stop putting all those pictures up of those hot kids. That's you. You did that.
I'm Chris Hansen.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, to me, it's crazy. But yeah, Audi pulled the ad because the pressure got so big. And they, you know, they started hearing about it on that awful social media.
That awful Jack Crawford.
We hoped we could convey these messages showing that even for the weakest traffic participants, ergo bad drivers, it is possible to relaxingly lean on the RS technology.
Hey, by the way,
that was a mistake.
It is always okay to lean on a parked car that is off. Unless you live on a cliff and the brake system's no good. But for the most part, leaning on the front of a car is not tantamount or exactly the same to having a kid getting smashed in the middle of the street. It doesn't send that message to me unless you've got post-traumatic stress disorder and you've been hit by a car and you're like, I can't see anybody stand in front of a car. Then I understand it. Outside of that, you're a lunatic. But yeah, they perfectly
people are trolling too. Out. Will the car be delivered by Wayfair as well?
So yeah, but that's you. If you think it's a sex trafficking ad because there's a girl eating banana in front of a nice Audi, you've got the problem. I can't watch the Bad News Bears. There's too much tight asses on the field. What's going on out there? What's with all the gay innuendo? What are you talking about? Oh, Tanner and is bending over. I'm like, that's you.
You know what I'm talking about.
I'm so sick and tired of trying to watch children's television without all this sexiness. You can't type that letter and not think to yourself, wait a minute, that's my fault. That's my problem. If I see a little girl eating a banana, I think, oh, there's a little girl eating a banana. I'm like, oh, man. She can handle that.
Oh.
Red sports car.
Yeah.
I get chicks like this if I own this car.
Right. That's on you.
That's petabait.
Yeah, I need to talk to Louis Moses over at Moses Inc. because these are the things that he has to do when he's coming up with ads. And to me, it was just completely like a cool kid recognizing his mom and dad have a cool car that's super safe. I got their message. I never once looked and said, banana-eating kid. That's a pedophile. You need to check into a facility if that's what you thought.
John, now that I think about it, Budweiser needs to pull the provocative ads of those Clydesdales off TV because it's just not right the way they saunter into the valley there. Signed, Sheriff Joe's friend.
Yeah, that's true. Sheriff Joe's buddy.
Leroy.
That's right. And remember, what about that ad for that sleep number bed with all those sheep jumping over me in bed and their anuses exposed? I'm like, come on. You know what message you're sending. I'm supposed to have sex with those farm animals. Well, what kind of advertising genius came up with this? It's terrible.
It's just going too far.
Everybody's lost their mind. Everybody's just completely lost control of what they think being thrown out there. But Audi, you know, and it's a small group, but it's enough to make people go, all right, pressure, I'm done. I'm not even going to try. I'll just pull the ad. Because there's too many people out there that look at kids eating bananas and think dirty stuff. Or see a kid leaning on a car and think of them being mashed to death by it. What's wrong with your brain?
Don't they think the kid would feel the car starting and move?
They're saying that it's like it would be a snapshot of right before the car hits a kid.
Oh, come on.
But like that's you. Again, that's your crazy brain.
But this, you know, in the engineer's comment, because you got all these people talking about, well, it's a red sports car, sex appeal. Girl,
oh,
little girl,
that's
with
you.
A banana, phallic symbol. This guy's like, for me, Audi RS4 family car. Just as your own daughter makes your heart beat faster, so does the RS4, and both, of course, are cool.
That's what one of the tweets is.
Yeah, that's what the guy was saying. Mark Kreutzer, he's an engineer and blogger.
Right. Well, they're pulling the ad because it's crazy. People are, it's nothing. So now kids can't stand in front of parked cars anymore. This one says, the Volvo commercial's nothing. Have you seen the Folgers commercial where the lady is about to derobe and surprise her husband in the shower, but it's her father-in-law who covers himself? And then it's every nationality you can think of, and they're all singing the Folgers theme, but there's been a horrible incestuous almost. Like, no, I haven't seen that one. You know what one bothers me?
We need to pull that one up.
The Charmin bears that keep wiping their ass in front of everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Not only that, the little one shakes his ass at the camera all the time.
Right. Well, what am I supposed to do but masturbate to that?
My shiny hiney.
Yeah, he talks about his butt all the time. I mean, the filthy little pig. I've got to go in the room and dance. Stop with the dance.
Great.
You know what I mean. Man dance. That little bear's underpants are on the ground. He goes, they're clean. I wipe real good. I don't need to hear about that. My hiney's clean. It's ready for you. Hey, wait a minute. What's going on here? It's ridiculous. We've lost our minds. Everything can be dirty, sexy, or violent if you want it to be, but that's your brain doing it. Pretty soon it's just going to say, cars, you want one? ? And then you go figure it out on your own. My brother died in a car. This is tragic. Now, I do think it's hot when grown women eat bananas.
Well, I tried it for a while.
Yeah, I was taking pictures of ladies eating bananas, and I was encouraging anybody who saw a woman eating a banana. But if you ever sent a picture of a kid doing it, I would have reported
you. You have a problem.
Yeah. You got to draw that line, man. Anyway, we got Rock Wars coming up, and the chair... The current unoccupied chair occupied by Britt the Italian. Payday go stunt, man. That's got some legs to it. Make him do Italian stunts. Like take a shower.
man. Unbelievable.
Degrease. the chair owns the thing. So Marcus Meng is here. We're going to try to get him in here. And Meng and Brett and Jeremy will all take that. Brady, it's you and me against the chair.
Battle.
He's just out. he's still simmering sauce.
He's still simmering. He's damn right.
And recipes.
He gets it.
I'm steeping some sauce. I'm cutting the garlic right now.
I bet you are, so to speak. How dare you? That euphemism right there made me think of that little girl with a banana. Rock Wars coming up next.
If the younger generation doesn't get into
rock,
then guess what? An art form has died.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan, and let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest? Always having access to your equity and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit. It's not magic, it's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker, number MD 100231, NMLS number 186377, Life Changer Loan Corp is an equal housing lender.